Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here, live Saturday show. The number, if you want to join in here, whether you want to talk about secession or psychedelics.
Did you know it's Internet or National Tequila Day today?
I didn't know. According
I knew
to
it was
Forbes,
World today. Ivermectin Day.
That too, yeah, the countdown. We talked about that last night when Mark Edge was remotely co-hosting this show.
What is that? Ivermectin?
Ivermectin?
Ivermectin.
That's one of the things used to treat the COVID.
And the fact that there is a thing means that you wouldn't qualify for the emergency orders that let them push the vaccine through.
It's commonly available. It's used to treat other stuff. And it's like, you know, pretty common. So, you know, and it's had really good results with people who've had the COVID.
Good to know.
In New York City, there was they decided that they were going to do away with qualified immunity, and this is a decades old doctrine that basically says police aren't responsible for their actions individually. It's kind of like giving them the corporate protection of the department. So you can sue the Department of Tyranny Land, but you cannot. Sue the cop unless he breaks the law. So, you know, the idea is that, in fact, if a police officer breaks the law in some manner or another, then you can sue him and the police department. People that the police officers have managed to get off with qualified immunity. Now, I'm not saying that
it's a huge list. Yeah,
in these situations that the victim didn't get paid, but let's talk about, for instance, his name was Philando Castile. And this happened in Minnesota before George Floyd and all this other stuff.
Okay.
He was a black man. He worked as the head of the cafeteria at a public school. He was in the car with his girlfriend. You know, she referred to herself as wife, but they weren't married legally. So
okay.
I believe that if somebody says their husband and wife, they're husband and wife, because all of this exists in language. And the government is just a bunch of organized criminals that, you know, say things.
Yeah.
So if the government says you're married, that doesn't make it any more or less married, in my opinion.
Nothing says I love you like adding a third party to your relationship known as the state, who requires you to pay them a fee for a piece of paper that recognizes your marriage.
So Philando Castile, did I mention he's a black guy?
Yes.
Okay. His daughter is in the car. So, you know, they had a daughter together. They're, you know, driving around their family. Police officer comes up, and if it matters to you, the police officer is Asian. And he says, you know, whatever. I can't remember what it was over. It was some kind of traffic situation. Philando Castile says, I have a concealed carry permit. Now, the officer, excuse me, this is really important. The officer said, let me see your license. Philando says, I'm a concealed carry permit holder. And he's going for his license. Because remember, the officer said, let me see your license.
Right.
And he said, don't go for it, don't go for it, bam. Like, it literally was that long. Let me see your license. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. Don't go for it, don't go for it, bam. It was like 2.5 seconds from when he asked for his license, and then he's dead. Well, dying.
Luckily enough, you will get it. So all that night, Little Toot spent dreaming of the $3,000 it was going to cost him. So the very next day, Little Toot went to all of his family and friends and said, if you'll give me $300 each, I will get a great big bag of cocaine. They all agreed and gave Little Toot the $300 each. He wanted so much to be called Big Toot. Well, he got ripped off. And his friends and his family beat him to death with baseball bats. And his broken, crushed, bleeding, oozing body lie in a parking lot, and nobody even noticed. This is the story of Little Toot.
That is beautiful.
Uplifting.
Beautiful story.
Best so I could do on short notice.
Are we connected?
Yeah, I don't know for how long we were disconnected. That has me concerned. But, well, hopefully we're back on. It looks like we're okay.
We were disconnected for exactly the span of one medium-sized toot.
Yeah. I think we're okay now.
Hey, well, I think that's from, I'm trying to remember. I want to say the Jay Giles Band, but I could be wrong. But it's from, like, some artist, some musician put that as, like, the surprise bonus track at the end of their vinyl back in, I don't know, 1978 or 82 or something. And it got some play on the Dr. Demento show. And it's got this weird sort of, like, eerie, just sort of sound kind of behind it that gives it this ominous vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to join the show here, you can, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. We were talking about psychedelic drugs and, you know, their therapeutic use. The story at CNBC goes into more details about what exactly it looks like. What is it like when you actually are, you know, administered something in a therapeutic session, and there's a bit of involvement. They meet the patient to talk about what might come up for them, like traumatic incidents, painful memories from childhood, or for a terminally ill patient, they might review how the disease has affected their lives. The sessions during which the patient takes the drug can be labor-intensive and long, maybe as long as 8 hours, according to one of the experts. Single dose of MDMA acts for 6 hours, and a half dose is given about 90 minutes into the session. To ensure the patients have a comfortable setting in which to trip, the providers set up a space that resembles a living room or bedroom and give the patients eye shades and a playlist with soothing music before taking the drug. Patients are invited to go inward and think about the topics that they discussed in the preparatory sessions. Whatever comes up for them is whatever the medicine decides, based on their own history and their brain circuitry, says Mitchell. Patients might talk about the topics that come up, and the therapists are there to help them accept and listen to whatever ideas come to the surface, rather than prompting them with questions. As you could imagine, there's a lot of emotions. The expert says the following day there will be an integration session in which the therapist talk to the patient and help them make sense of the experience. The patient might circle back to the reasons why they pursued the treatments in the first place and discuss what they felt or saw during the experience, for example.
And that, I think, illustrates perfectly a possible setting of therapeutic research as compared to, you know, your party drug version of this thing. Like, I don't know any dealer who has ever sat down with someone and said, let me help you integrate the experience that you had on this substance.
Mitchell says there's an important transformation that takes place when people take psychedelics in this clinical setting. He says it's amazing how much lighter and freer people appear to be following even the first session. Indeed, a recent MDMA study showed depression was offset or significantly attenuated after 3 doses that were administered about a month apart. And just think of all the people that you've known that have had claimed to have had depression and how impossible it seems for them to deal with.
Well, there's a significant portion of the entire country population that is currently on antidepressants.
Yeah, and it's not really helping them.
No.
At least not the ones I've known, not in my experience.
It's helping the drug company.
It sure is. But here you are, 3 doses over 3 months, and their depression was significantly attenuated or offset. That's pretty significant.
Now, one of the things that I have found really curious about this research is that a lot of times they will have people on these especially large doses of heavy hallucinogens like DMT, for example. And what's really weird is that they describe the same experiences without having ever spoken to each other.
That's like, specific to DMT, from what I understand.
Moving into a space that they will describe, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's exactly like that.
Mm-hmm.
And interacting with these entities that they might describe differently, but like when you get down to what was the experience like, they're describing the same kind of interaction.
Or out-of-body experience. experiences that result in them leaving the entire, like, planet or whatever it is.
And to
wild
me, it's,
stuff.
It's strange that they're having the same trip.
Yeah, it seems meaningful, actually. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live and the Live Saturday Show. Phones open. you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the Eagles Mountaineer,
and the Captain.
603-283-6160. We've been talking about psychedelic drugs being used in studies that found, you know, some significant results from these tests. And as a result, there are a bunch of companies that have been formed that are raising billions of dollars, being, you know, IPO'd and such out there, that this is moving forward. There's big money behind this stuff, so it seems inevitable that the government's going to change how it handles this. As the story here at CNBC, and we're going to get right into your calls, but I just want to point this out. The expectation is that treatments with MDMA or psilocybin mushrooms will eventually be covered by health insurance, but getting insurance to cover treatment is contingent upon these compounds being rescheduled from their current classifications as Schedule I drugs under the Controlled Substances Act.
Just like marijuana.
Which hasn't happened.
Right, and that's at the federal level, just for those who don't know.
And if they actually reschedule MDMA before they reschedule marijuana, that will be a sad, sad moment. I mean, it'll be great for MDMA, but it'll be sad because, you know, cannabis has been legal for medical purposes.
I will be giggling past the graveyard.
Yeah, it'll be in the majority of, I believe it's like 30-plus states have medical cannabis programs. I think we're close to a dozen states with legal variations of cannabis.
And recreational marijuana,
that's
for that matter.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's still Schedule I at the federal level.
Well, a lot of folks, though, you know, not us, of course, but a lot of folks who live in places where recreational marijuana is, quote, legal, unquote, within their state, they're not aware of, I mean, they're like, oh, I can only do it in the board, but they don't have the association or disassociation between federal and state government.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, it's legal now.
Right. Right. Don't take it to a federal park.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Don't take it to any federal building.
Yeah. If you have relatives on a military base, for example, don't go there.
Don't do that. Yeah. Yeah. That's good advice.
You mentioned former host Vin Armani earlier, and one of the things that he pointed out is, like, you say you legalized this. Really? Because it seems to me like you have regulated this beyond all imagination in your so-called legalization.
Yes, absolutely, they have. I can attest to this because I lived in Washington State when they did this, and it is horrible what they've done to it. Every marijuana store in Seattle proper looks almost identical to the other. There's no room for creativity, innovation. It's so very strict in how they have to operate. They have these little machines that scan your ID, your driver's license, or whatever. I didn't know this. I was going to this one store near my house relatively regularly. They kind of knew me. I'm kind of a memorable dude anyway. But I went in and handed them the ID, and they put it in there, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't sell to you. Your ID's expired. I thought they were joking, like, ha, 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 oh, that's funny, because we joke, you know.
Yeah,
that kind
sure.
of thing. And he's like, no, actually, I'm not joking at all. I'm totally serious. I actually can't sell to you.
Well, legally. Licensure and legalization are two different things.
Right, but they've tied the legalization of recreational marijuana to you having a valid identification.
It's ridiculous. Your papers, please.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's been true not just for marijuana, but you can't do it, you know, with buying alcohol or anything else that's regulated by the state. It's like, oh, your government paperwork's one day out of line, so therefore you're no longer a person anymore.
Even though I'm clearly well over the age of consent a couple of times.
We go to your calls and your thoughts. We got David on the line listening to WEEO on FM in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, David.
Hi, guys. Thanks for being there, man.
Yeah, sure.
Look, I'm a product of the 70s and went through my many years of experimentation, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Been a backcountry traveler and outdoorsman my whole life. I just thought I would point out that because of that experimentation, it aids tremendously in phase two of hypothermia, because the symptoms presented limit mental capacity. And it's a lot like being stoned. And that enables us to function a lot better in a crisis situation, and has probably saved my life and the life of others
So you're saying that when you enter phase two of hypothermia, it has a mind-altering effect that is similar to this?
Yes.
Okay. Except you're not likely to die if you take a psychedelic substance, whereas hypothermia is probably not a fun time in any way, shape, or form.
Well, so one of the things of altered mind states, so whether it's taking a vow of silence or not eating for a long period of time or doing a sweat lodge, I mean, it brings you so far out of your normal state that it basically causes your body to... Okay, whatever you're doing, the normal mode of consciousness is not functioning for you, so I'm going to give you a different form of consciousness to see if that gets you out of this spot.
Interesting. David, anything else you want to share?
Oh, that's everything.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your call tonight. We continue here. The number is 603-283-6160. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, whistleblowing. So the Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex, that's basically our entire freaking government at this point, every aspect of it, including their fascist partners, corporate partners, and media partners, corporate or otherwise. And so let me blow the whistle on two things. One, there's a new article out today in this ongoing issue of corruption in the state of New Mexico. You're being heard in New Mexico tonight on Saturday night on KENN out of Farmington, New Mexico, KIVA
Great stations. Anyone that wants to see our list of radio stations can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. All right, so what's the whistle?
Yeah. Well, there's two. One is this ongoing thing. There's a new article out today that gives like two dozen new facts, very, very, very telling facts about how corruption behind the scenes in your government, not just here in the state of New Mexico, but I'm sure it's the same way as elsewhere. Obviously, because in this article, California is implicated in that as well. But I also got to blow the whistle on our media here. The biggest station in the state, KKOB, which is a Cumulus station, which Cumulus has, they claim, like 415 stations or something like that.
Formerly known as Clear Channel, right?
No, different company.
Different company?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And, for instance, what Cumulus does, Cumulus forced all of their on-air personalities in this market, and I'm told by behind people that I know at KKOB that tell me stuff behind the scenes that Cumulus was forcing all of their on-air hosts around all of their 400 and whatever stations to record a on-air PSA, which played for a couple weeks a couple times an hour for a couple weeks, urging you to go get your vaccination. Go get your vaccination.
Real quick, what was the name of the article that you mentioned?
The article is entitled, it's in the SantaFeNewMexican.com. It's entitled, CYFD Employees Say They Were Sidelined or Fired Over Concerns About Software Contracts.
David, thank you for the call tonight. I mean, it's not a surprise about Cumulus. They're a mega corporation. They're very much like the former Clear Channel. They renamed to iHeartMedia. These companies, now, to be fair, we're on some of these stations, so I'm grateful for being there, but, you know, big corporations act like big corporations act, and that is to say, they do what the state tells them. There's more coming up. It's free time.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest wildfire burning in the western United States has now burned over 400,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest in southern Oregon. Fire officials say that the blaze has been 42% contained, but the gusty winds and dry conditions on Saturday made fighting it difficult. More than 2,000 fire personnel are currently fighting to contain the blaze. Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week they'll need to take action on the debt ceiling by early August. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Yellen said that the Treasury Department would suspend its sale of bonds to finance the country's debt obligations. This is USA Radio News. 97 victims have been confirmed in the collapse of a beachfront condo in Surfside, Florida. That's 97 families that have closure, but one family still waits. Here's Mike Fortier.
54-year-old Estelle Hedaya remains the lone unaccounted victim from the tragedy that happened 1 month ago Saturday. Her brother Ike says the waiting game is a little tough.
It's long. It's been a month now. And that's a little too much for my parents, a month, you know. 1 week, 2 weeks. If she told me it was going to be 2 weeks, I would have told her you're crazy.
While the wait can be agonizing, Ike tells CBS 4 News in Miami he takes comfort knowing his sister is in heaven.
I know my sister's in the right place right now. I know she went out on top, and I know she's going to be fine. And I know, especially with this weight, Azul's totally pure now, and she's going to just go straight up.
The Hedayas are Jewish, and Ike says, according to Jewish law, you can't have a funeral until the remains are found, so the wait continues. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. The phones here, they're open for you if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight is Ian.
Speechless Mountaineer.
And some guy with a beard.
I did want to get back into the secession story because while we talked about the number overall of Americans, the percentage, I think it was 37% of Americans supporting the idea of secession with a caveat, the caveat being that they would be seceding to form a new union with nearby states.
Yep.
But nonetheless, people interested in the idea to a large extent, a shocking extent. But what about the breakdowns? Because there's a map at brightlinewatch.org, and I did put a toot out about this on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com, so you can see this for yourself, where they actually break down the different proposed unions, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show you what the percentages are and also break it down by political demographics. So what do the Democrats say? What do the Republicans say? What do the so-called independents say?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was
And I mean, the so-called independents have become a majority in the country these days.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, they are past the 50% mark of people who specifically do not identify with either major party.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Now, hold on.
It really is.
Does that include, is that a survey of registered voters, or is that a survey of all of the United States?
I think it was just a general survey. And
okay.
In general, they found that it was approaching 60% of people who do not identify with either major party.
I believe it. I know that in I think New Hampshire, it's actually a plurality are independent. If there's more independents, or as they call them here, undeclared voters, than there are Republicans or Democrats. But I don't think they've got the majority. But that's, again, of registered voters. If you spoke to all people in New Hampshire, I bet you'd find a majority are independent.
I hope that that's a trend that continues.
Do you think the major parties are going to be inspiring faith anytime soon?
No, they're not. And that's what this requires, because this is a religion. You know, the state, the belief in the government, is absolutely a religious belief system. It is a crazy, evil religion. And the good news is people are seems like they're waking up from it, at least according to these numbers, which we'll get into them.
It's weird. Like, our entire civilization is trying to leave a cult.
And that's not an easy thing to do, because the cult will punish you if you try to leave the cult. Let's talk to Josie. She's on the line in Richmond, Virginia, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Josie.
Yes, how are you all?
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
I am calling because I thought I would contribute a little bit to the conversation about the different drugs that they're out there.
Sure.
And there are people that are very addicted over the period of time, and they would like to be out of it. But our government really doesn't want you to, because they want to make money on anything that will take away people's addiction. And there is an herb. I'm an herbalist and holistic person.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an herb called Ibogaine, for short. It's Ibogaine Tabernet. Mm-hmm. For long, and if you want to go to Nigeria and go on a vision quest with a young man, it's a horrible tasting root, according to the man who wrote the book Breaking Open the Head. But anyhow, you can go to Dr. Deborah Mash. She had to go to Mexico to have her clinic really established, because
and that's MASH.
Our government, our wonderful government, will not allow anything like that to be on the earth that is in the United States. So she had to go to Cancun, Mexico, and set up her clinic there with a small group of people. And you go into when you take this Ibogaine, which is in a capsule form or tablet or whatever, you will find that when you come out of it, you go into an altered state for a short period of time. I don't know exactly how long. And when you come out of it, you don't want to do the alcohol.
Mm.
You don't want to do any of the drugs, the heroin, whatever.
Yeah.
You're free of it. But think of all of the rehab places and all of the liquor stores and all of the other rehabs.
Businesses of liquor stores.
Yeah, well, what you're saying is, Josie, if this treatment were available, you know, for anybody in the United States, instead of being a Schedule I narcotic substance, according to the federal government, I just looked it up, if it were actually available, then that might actually damage the profit margins of Anheuser-Busch.
That's what I'm saying,
or,
not to mention the cigarette
Pfizer.
Companies.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
great point.
Tobacco.
Josie, thank you for the call. Thanks
I
for
think,
sharing that.
You guys are familiar with Barry Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Barry Cooper, former Texas Cop of the Year or something like that.
DEA agent.
He worked with the DEA.
He did.
Texas Cop. Though.
He had the most busts or for drugs or whatever and that kind of a thing. And then he...
Was he the How to Never Get Caught guy?
That's the one, yeah.
Never Get Busted is
never
the name
get
of
busted,
his video series.
It.
And that's when he changed his position.
He did the Ibogaine. He did the... He went to a shaman and...
I believe he's offering clinics down in Mexico.
Correct. Or at least he was. I don't know what he's doing currently, but he's doing that. He's still doing Never Get Busted. But he had a positive experience with the Ibogaine himself, with the drinking and that kind of a thing. So
I believe it.
He is clean and sober now as a result of that.
Barry's an amazing character, somebody who, you know, people that are enjoying this conversation should look him up and check out his history. He's got an interesting story. Let's talk to Bradley. He's on the line in Michigan. Bradley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I've called in the past about Prisoners for Liberty, and I just wanted to tell you guys about an update.
Prisoners for Liberty, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been a little quiet the last few months, going through some stuff, and also kind of just waiting. But I'm also a member of Students for Liberty, and they had a leadership summit the last couple of days. And at this leadership summit, they have a Liberty Lab competition, which is kind of like Shark Tank, if you've ever seen the show.
That's like a fundraising with VC types, venture capitalists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make your pitch and see if we want to invest.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I had like 5 minutes. You know, I kind of created a little PowerPoint. I did it online because I, you know, I'm on parole and my parole officer wouldn't get back with me about extending my curfew.
Right.
But anyways, I made it work. Not the best at presentations. I got through like 25% of the presentation in the first 4 minutes, and then I only had 1 minute for the last 75%. Mm. But, you know, I blew through it, and, you know, I think I did pretty good. Right after I got done, you know, I got asked the questions and everything. And I don't know, do you guys know who Judge Jim Gray is?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I think he's a libertarian judge who ran for vice president or something like that at one point.
Yeah. Yep, I remember reading about him. I don't know too much yet, but, you know, I'm going to look into him a bit. But, yeah, he, right when I was done presenting, he said he's partnering with us. So,
congratulations.
That's the best news we've had.
Dude, awesome.
Yeah, that's great. That'll definitely raise the profile. That's definitely something you're going to want to put a press release out about and send the news out to wherever you can. What's the? Is there a website yet for Prisoners for Liberty, or is it still just a Facebook thing?
Well, we got a website. It's not the best, you know. I mean, I'll tell it to you, but the best way to get a hold of us is either through Facebook or LinkedIn at the moment.
Okay.
But yeah, our website's freeprisoners.org.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to help, we definitely need to help, but we're starting to get momentum now, so.
Did you ever get to reach out to, I know you couldn't do it while you were in jail, but now that you're out of, or out of prison, did you ever get to reach out to Ross Ulbricht?
Well, I had somebody else get a hold of his mother, and she said she's too busy at the moment.
Sure.
But, you know, once we gain momentum and stuff, and, you know, I'm going to get a hold of Russell, but it's just I don't want to keep, like, bugging a bunch of people with a maybe, you know, like, which I've been doing, but I don't want to do it too much. But now that we're starting to get momentum, you know, I think we're going to maybe take things a little bit more aggressively and start reaching out to people more.
Yeah, it's tough to find that.
Get a hold of them.
It's tough to find that balance between, you know, bugging people and being persistent, right? If you can be persistent while being polite, you'll have, you know, much better results than, you know, sort of overwhelming people and being annoying.
Well, the good news is there's no shortage of potential prospects for Prisoners for Liberty. That's also the bad news. But
I would think that there aren't any prisoners who are not for liberty in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, I'm sure there are some who aren't.
Anything you can do to help the harmless humans in cages now.
Keep us in the loop, Bradley. I'm glad to hear about the website. It's freeprisoners.org. It's a good URL. I like it. Thanks for the call tonight and continued success. The number here is 603-283-6160. And he should write to Nobody as well.
Good call.
Our co-host Nobody. More coming up.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time maybe for you. If you dial in right now, we can get you on the air. Our number is 603-283-6160, live Saturday edition of the show. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Captain Kickass.
Make sure you check out Captain Kickass on his website, lordkickass.com.
Oh, forgot about that.
It's a good one.
Forgot about my own website.
Good URL.
And if our caller is still listening, please check out thecrypto6.com and get in contact with Nobody.
Yeah, Nobody is our co-host. He is currently in a prison cell. He's the one of six that is remaining in a prison cell. I had been held for a few months. He's now been held for more than 4 months.
More than four,
But behind bars for a completely set of nonviolent, quote-unquote, crimes. He has a criminal history of other nonviolent quote-unquote crimes, so he's never harmed another person, but that's the excuse they're using to hold him behind those bars, and hopefully the judge in the case will make the right decision and actually let him out on bail, but for now, he's still there, and so he could use your letters.
And if they're going to kidnap and torture us, then the best thing we can do is to spread those free market principles. Because I know that's what he's doing back there.
Inside the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And he's doing an amazing job at that. And that's part of his ministry with his church, Church of the Invisible Hand, of which you are also is it Pope?
Yep.
Is that the term?
Yep. I am interim Pope Hereticus.
Well, what are you if you're not the Pope?
When I'm not the Pope?
In the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Oh, what am I when I'm not the Pope?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Is it like Minister Popette or Mini-Pope?
Master of Popette.
Before I became interim Pope, I was a loose affiliate that may or may not be considered a member of the congregation.
So is there a website for the church at this time that you know of? I know there's a newsletter that he's come out with. And if you want to sign up for his newsletter, you can email Bonnie at freetalklive.com, and she will get you connected with that. But
last I checked on it, the website is not accessible to us at this time.
That's probably due to the FBI raid.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he was probably running it off of his home computer.
Exactly, yeah.
In that case. So probably the newsletter is your best bet, Bonnie at freetalklive.com. Shoot her an email, and she'll put you on the email list. And there's also a list for people in prison as well, but that's a different list for the newsletter.
And by all means, if you have any interest in the Church of the Invisible Hand, please shoot Bonnie a message, because we really do need to come out of the woodwork. I mean, everyone who believes in the power of the invisible hand, which is that power that people working to their own benefit, benefit others.
It's a great philosophy and religious view, and nobody's done a great job at developing it over the years. Interestingly, it was the first time he was in jail that he really did put a lot of time into developing that, and it went a long way.
And while those of us that believe this usually prefer to be quiet and not broadcast our prayers, as it were, now is really the time to stand up and be counted so that they can go, no, this is a real thing. There are actually people who believe in the power of the invisible hand and its ability to create peace and wealth among people.
I want to go to your calls and thoughts here. We got a caller from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Yes, I am... I've called, and I'm interested in everything that you guys have to offer. I appreciate the call before me. The Church of the Invisible Hand, I can appreciate what you are trying to accomplish. And I could see the benefits of going about your way and living a life on the other hand. And this is totally off topic.
That's all right. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. So what do you got?
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you loud and clear, man.
What's off topic?
Hello? Are you there? We hear you just fine.
Yeah, you said this is off topic?
Okay. Yes. I have a question in yourself, who I am speaking to. May I have your name, please?
There are three people on this show. I'm Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Okay. Yes. Ian, I have one question for you, and it is, do you have any faith in your state with their ability to protect your family?
Absolutely not. The state is only there to protect itself, to protect any state actors, state buildings, state assets. The state is a very insular religion, and they're very evil. If they protect my family, it's only by happenstance or by chance or because they think it'll make them look good or something like that. I know for a fact that they have no obligation whatsoever to protect me, even though I've paid them thousands or tens of thousands of dollars over the years. They have absolutely zero obligation to protect me or anybody else, and that's been ruled on countless times by their own Supreme Court. So that's my answer to you, sir.
And that is... Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
The reason why I'm calling about this is, have you heard of gang stalking?
I have heard of gang stalking. Do you want to define it?
Gang stalking, whenever I say, do you have faith in your state with their ability to protect your family, and whenever I say that, I say gang stalking and on that, and that behalf. Not from gang stalking itself, but gang stalking tactics.
Okay, what is it?
And gang stalking tactics, and there are countless. And there is a great network behind
it. So I'm unfamiliar with the term. What is gang stalking?
That's what I've asked him twice now, so that's the third time. Can you define it?
Okay. Gang stalking, it revolves around an individual or a family. And there are multiple agencies, whether it be government agencies, county officials, state utility companies, oil field companies, and they all work together to maintain a facade amount inside the society. And what they are protecting is gang stalking. They have a great network behind it, and it's sophisticated to the point where
Yeah.
You can't really pinpoint anybody.
Okay, so I've heard of this before. We've had callers call in about it, and thank you for the call tonight. It's basically...
I've got a definition right here.
Go ahead.
It's organized covert harassment of one person by a group or gang or mob for the purpose of destroying the person's life.
Yeah, I mean, that really happens. I mean, the FBI, for instance, raided this studio on March 16th this year, and they're trying to ruin six people's lives. That's what we call the Crypto Six at thecrypto6.com. So there are real examples of this thing that happens. But in a lot of cases, the people that believe that it's happening to them are actually paranoid.
Mm.
And they believe
there's a fine line between paranoid delusion and legitimately being targeted by a gang.
Right.
And most of the time, the federal government gang doesn't bother to do this because it makes them look bad. Like, if they do this poorly enough and viciously enough, then you can provide evidence that they're doing it, and then they have to, you know, work really hard to make it look like they're not doing it. So most of the time, it's just not worth their bother.
Yeah, I'm not saying that somebody isn't really after you, and I don't know if our caller thought that it was happening to him, but a lot of the folks that are believing they're experiencing this, it's all in their head, and there's no real evidence for it. You know, the helicopter that flew over your house is probably not part of a conspiracy.
Now, there is a similar appearing phenomenon where people, not even people really, where organizations have similar enough views, beliefs, and desires that they engage in behavior that appears coordinated, but it's not actually coordinated. They're just acting on their way of viewing the world, and because they view the world the same way, the behavior that they engage in appears coordinated. So censorship, for example,
mm-hmm.
and the particular methods and the ways that they target people for censorship, they're not usually colluding. Occasionally they will talk to each other about this, but most of the time they just have a culture that they're acting by.
And that may or may not be true in the case of big tech, which unfortunately we're not going to have time to get into that story tonight. But thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Just real fast, I wanted to throw some of the percentages out here from this secession story that we started the show with. Yeah, it's 37% nationwide, but actually in the South, 66% of Republicans support secession. In the Pacific Northwest, or in just the western side, so California, Oregon, Hawaii, Alaska, Washington State, it's actually 47% of Democrats that support it there, more than the 27% of Republicans. Similar numbers in the Northeast, where mostly Democrats actually support secession, which is a surprise, 39% there, as compared to 26% of Republicans. But I want to know what the numbers are for New Hampshire, specifically, to leave and not join a union. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.